in Jesus' name, we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning, thanking you, rejoicing, praising your wonderful name. Lord, expecting from you. Lord, again, changing us from glory to glory into your very image. And Lord, your glory is your word. Oh, the word of your grace. Lord, the magnificence of your glory, Lord, that those that would just awaken, his brother sang, and Lord, just avail the ear. Oh, hear what the Spirit says. That wondrous word of your grace, causing us someday to be descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. Lord, we rejoice. As brother said, oh, what if I would have missed it? Oh, glory to God that we didn't. Thank you, Lord, that you've poured it forth in full abundance. Nothing has been withheld. We give you the praise for it all, Jesus. And someday soon, face to face, in your precious name, we love you so, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Open up your Bibles with me. Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, we're going to pick it up here where we begin reading. The Lord has already encouraged Mary's heart that she will give birth to the precious Savior. And we'll pick it up in the 39th verse of chapter 1. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. That was John the Baptist. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is she that believed. So simply she said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise be to God. I think you've heard me say it a couple times. This little hallway that I come down, the Lord encourages as I come out here. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost because God's faithful. Because God's faithful. The little placard there before I come out, it says, yes, Lord. Look at it each time. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You've given it, you've promised. By the grace of God, I believe. Yes, Lord. And brothers and sisters, that is as simple as it is. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is so always ready to offer. And not just offer what you need, but offer the much the more. The much the more. Kind of an interesting statement, isn't it? But I love it. It's also known as the double portion. Praise God. It's like salvation with eternal glory. Praise the Lord. It's life or life more abundantly. Praise be to God. But this much the more is especially to us in this day and age. The much the more of Paul's gospel. The much the more, praise God, that we feed upon today, right now, the meat of the word, the strong meat of the word, the bridal truth. Praise God. And all it takes, yes, Lord, never changed. Amen? Didn't work for this. Didn't, matter of fact, if anything, you see more and more of your own works to rejoice in it more and more. Amen? My heart grieves for people to think somehow, some way they're going to work for something or work something out of God. He's given you everything in Jesus. That's why we celebrate and thank God. For God so loved the world, he gave. He gave everything. He gave his only begotten son. He gave it all. He gave you Jesus. and freely, withheld nothing. Praise God for us. For us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we have thanks and rejoicing to praise Him for. And just as Mary here, notice, blessed is she that believed. It's for them that believe. Isn't that wonderful? We're justified. We're saved by grace through faith. By faith. Hey, isn't that wonderful? It's so sweet. Believe God. You don't work for anything. Praise God. We believe Him. And she believed. And I'm confident by the grace of God. I am confident that she knew and was told and had heard at times in her life that there was going to be, the Savior was coming. That Jesus would come. The Savior would come. She knew, I believe, scriptures that were encouraged of her from Isaiah. But it was like having life and then having life more abundantly. And she believed not only that she would see Him, but praise be to God, when she heard the word of the Lord, she didn't stop at saying, well, I believe the Savior's coming. She believed, I'm going to be graced by the fruit, hallelujah, of Him that's going to be conceived in me and grow in me and be birthed in me. Amen. Praise be to God. A double portion. But see, with the Word of God and with the Lord and with His people, it's always like that. It's never changed. He always wants us to have the much the more. Didn't matter of the Old Testament saints here in this particular setting. And then obviously how much a better thing even for us. Praise God. We know this. God has given it. But see, you think about Ruth. I love that story about Ruth. You know, she was happy and thankful to God to go with Naomi. You know, and Naomi, that poor little thing. And naturally speaking, she had a lot to be bitter for. But God had encouraged in Ruth's heart, I'm going to go. I'm not going to leave you. Your people, my people, your God, my God, I'm going. And this sweet woman, she was thankful to go work in a field, rejoicing to go work in the field of this man named Boaz. But she was told that she could even have more. Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. And this one that she said, I'm not going to leave you, honey. I love you. God has graced me with you. And I know that sometimes when the Lord has graced us with things in our life, and sometimes we're not feeling very good in our spirit, we know that not necessarily we're praising God like we should. And yet the Lord still has people come around us to be encouraged of the Lord. Isn't that just fascinating? Doesn't it blow your mind to the faithfulness of God? And you just shake your head and say, Lord, You're so wonderful. And then it encourages you, kind of makes you feel bad a little. But I think about this with Naomi. You know, it's like, Lord, I know I love you and all this, but man, can I have a break? I need time, you know. Oh, no, you need time to be encouraged, Naomi. That's why I'm giving you Ruth. Amen? So see, she was happy to just work in the field, but the much the more was given to her. And so she heard the word of the Lord through sweet Naomi. She said, you know, you go get the much the more. You get in there at His feet. You get in there, get under them covers, and you go lay down right in there. She didn't say, well, who am I? Or let me think about this. Or are you crazy? She got in there. Amen? And she was thankful. And boy, did she find favor. She found so much favor. She found His hand in marriage. She found the inheritance of the throne of Jesus. Praise God. Amazing. You think about Esther. There was that poor little orphan girl. She found such grace. She found grace and was so thankful for it. A place of one of the virgins in the king's palace. She was thankful for that. She was even thankful that she received grace to be encouraged to come before the king. And she came before the king believing the Lord. Even though she knew that it could cost her life. But she believed the Lord and was thankful to come before the king and ask the king for her and her people to be saved. Amen? Yes. But yet the much the more was there waiting for her. The king spoke to her at that time what she was expecting and hopeful for. Will you spare my life and will you spare my people's life? But yet here was the much the more. Oh, honey. what's mine is yours. And you know what she said? Yes, Lord. Isn't that amazing? She didn't say, now, wait a second, are you sure? She jumped on them words, did she not? She said, yes, Lord. She heard the word of the king. There was no other word. His word was final. Hear the word of the king. His word is final. And he wants you. And he's given you the double portion of the ages and of the ages to come. And all that's required by the grace of God. Think of that. And it's never changed. Yes, Lord. All these women received it. And why? Because they were lowly. You think about that, the humility. It talks about this about Mary. She said that you would have grace upon me. Of all these women and all these different ones, that, Lord, you had grace upon me. Is that you? I pray it's every one of us. And I mean that because that's the heart that receives. You get that, amen? That it's the heart that says, Lord, I did not deserve this. There is no way. There is no way. And there's no way, Lord, that I deserve you to keep dealing with me. When I know this and I see this and I've grown in this, but yet there's times I don't believe. There's times I rebel, but you abide faithful. You never move. You never leave me. You never forsake me. Praise God, you're always set before me, behind me. I'm in your hand. I go ahead and make my bed in hell, and my goodness, you're there with me. Yes, God. Amen. Now, see, these sweet sisters, they believed. They were lowly. They were humble. And when they were offered the prize that was too good to be true, you know what they said? Yes, Lord. Isn't that something? Lowly, first, thankful for it, just getting whatever they got. Amen. From the Lord and taking it, so thankful to God. But then when this, my goodness, that everybody would look at it. And it's Christianity, and you know it today. You start witnessing to most of God's precious people about the bridal truth, about a rib portion company, all that. Ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with him in the ages to come. I will be in the midst of his throne in that glory and splendor. Oh, get out of here. That's just too much. Either maybe equating myself with God, which is foolishness, or saying that it would be too good to be true. Well, let me ask you something. Is Jesus dying on the cross and God giving you his son so freely too good to be true? Where are we going to begin with God? It's all too good. But God. Amen. See, that's the thing with the truth. You didn't deserve a bit of it. I didn't deserve a bit of it. But it's God's plan. It's God's joy. His rejoicing is in his mercy and in his grace. And Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. That's what he rejoices in. The magnificence of the lowly that, see, the weak, praise God, that know that my strength is in the Lord. Praise God. He rejoices in what, again, we're feeding on, which is his son this morning. Hallelujah. So, again, they were offered this prize that was too good to be true, but they said, yes, Lord. They believed that the same grace that saved them is the same grace that will give them this double portion and continue to give them the double portion. It's the same grace. The grace never changes. The heart of God never changes. He doesn't withhold anything from you or carrot you with something. He gives it to you. It's yours. Praise God. You have been born a little Lord of all. What else could there be? You've got it all. It's just a matter of growing up. Amen? Because if you don't grow up and get the encouragement and the mentality and the knowledge of what is yours, you'll never enjoy it. Amen? I mean, again, as it says, you'll remain a servant in mentality if you remain a child. I was speaking to a brother in the Lord. Oh, yeah, we're all just going to be children in heaven. No, we're not. By the grace of God, no, I'm not. I love kids. I can only take so much. Then I get to the adults, I want to go back to the kids. No, I'm just kidding. But, he wants us to grow up. And he wants us to grow up into that joint heir. He wants us to grow up and take that place, praise God, that has truly been prepared, that again, God has given us so richly and fully. I mean, you're meant for this. You understand that. You are meant for it. It's not like, oh, this is the odds of no way. No, you have been born a little Lord of all. Think about that again. The ability, the spiritual DNA in you is nothing but to grow up fully in Christ Jesus. And if you don't, it's on us. Amen. Because God's for us to have it. He's not a respecter of person. He wants us. And every person that was even born, believe it or not, because he's not a respecter of person, he would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That fully developed word of his grace, masterpiece, descending from heaven, the bride of Christ having the glory of God. Amazing, is it not? To think of that. That's why when the devil tries to get you down and say, oh, you're not good, you're born for it. Hallelujah. That's what you, praise God. We are vessels prepared afore unto glory. We are vessels, hallelujah, for the praise and the glory of his grace. Amen. His grace. Praise the Lord. Like that, those ones are asked, well, who's going to have the most in heaven? Who's going to? Well, maybe it's the one that's been forgiven the most. What a novel idea. Grace. Huh? It's awesome. Is it not? Praise him for, again, his heart. But see, at this time, they believed that the grace of God was able to do it. All of these things that came forth to them. See, nothing was too hard for the grace of God. Nothing was too big for the grace of God. Amen. I heard one. Right? Come on. Nothing's too big and nothing's too hard for the grace of God. And it's our all sufficiency. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. And that's why we encourage ourselves in the Lord. We encourage ourselves in his grace. But see, at this time of Mary, and I'm talking about this time of Mary's believing, there was this priest, and his name was Zacharias. We read of him. Zacharias here, he would be the dad of John the Baptist. But see, Zacharias, it says he was a righteous man. He was a priest in the house of God. He walked in all the ways of the Lord, but yet when the much the more came to him, and read this wonderful first chapter, it's awesome. But when the much the more came to him, he was slow to believe. He didn't just say, yes, Lord. He had so much wisdom in God, so much of the word of the Lord, that he questioned. He questioned. I want you to think about that. He was caught up maybe so much in what he knew of the Lord that maybe there couldn't be any more. Maybe it was just too much, the more was too much for him to believe. And specifically what he doubted that he and his elderly wife would ever give birth to a son. And once again, that son would be John the Baptist. What he did is he asked God for another sign. He asked God, could I have more proof? And you know what God did for doubting? God shut his mouth. Said God made him as dumb. And God made him as dumb for the whole time that his sweet wife was going to carry that baby till that baby was born. And that's the truth. But you think about this. See, he missed the lowliness. He missed believing the infinite grace and ability of God. See, sometimes we can get so caught up in a sense that it's almost like a duty in our relationship with the Lord, that we miss the joy of it, the beauty of it, the grace of it, that we kind of go through motions as Brother Hill would point out so many times, it becomes like an organized thing as opposed to this organism. It's truly waking up today and saying, Lord, what are you going to do? What are we going to do together today? I mean, we kind of have plans, but don't get stuck in your plans. Don't. But what are we going to do today, Lord? What are you going to do? It's another day. Waking up out of bed. You look at I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Not just as a program, but I rejoice. I thank God that my first thought is Jesus. Thank God for that. Amen. And what are we going to do today? But see, this was what this guy, see, he missed it. He missed that, you know what? His abounding favor is ready. But that often is when we're stripped of ourselves and even our identity. That's when we receive the deepest truth. When we are stripped truly of everything, that's when we really receive the miracle of the working of Christ. I can testify of that many times in my life, but especially in so many different facets. You talk about a diamond. He's been cutting on a lot of things in this life, and it's been wonderful. But to praise him in that wonderful grace. Now, so many Christians, they have this same reaction with the word of God, don't they? The Lord is ready, always ready, to do exceeding, abundantly, above all we ask or think. Again, exceeding, abundantly, above. Isn't that amazing? Not just exceeding, not just exceeding abundantly, not just that, but exceeding abundantly above all, not just some, all we ask or think. That's our God. But yet here he is ready to do that. And when he reveals it to us, we waver. When he brings us up to that place where he's going to, here it is, I'm going to open up the curtain and show it to you. But we get to that point and that curtain is a mountain. That curtain is an enemy. That curtain is a furnace. That curtain is a den of lions. Amen. Do you believe the Lord? Do you believe the Lord? Amen. Do you believe the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord? And you know, I mean, it's not look around. Well, there ain't no good person in here. We know it's the righteousness of God in us. Amen. So in that, I know I'm good. I'm good. Hallelujah. How you doing? Good. Amen? So I'm good. So in that, I know the steps of this good man. Because I'm good in the Lord. Or ordered of the Lord. Amen? So here we get to that place. And oh, what an abundant place. And he's going to reveal this to us. But see, what happens is we waver. What happens is we believe it's too hard for God. Have you ever believed it was too late? No, I have. Have you ever believed that maybe it was just too unbelievable that he would perform something so good in my life? I don't believe that anymore. I don't. Even when the enemy says, but you did this. And I say, but he did this. Isn't that wonderful? It's finished. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. That's my favor. Those holes in his hands, that's my favor. Oh, that pierced side, that's the favor of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, glory to his name. But see, that's exactly why so few lay hold of Paul's gospel. They waver. And God help us, don't waver at the amazing grace that will actually make us, cause us, mold us, make us after his perfect will. And have you, not us, but you individually, think of that, you, ruling and reigning together with him, glorified together with him, hallelujah, throughout eternity. For the ages to come. Oh, glory to God. See, I'm glad. I'm so glad that I know that. I'm so glad there is no doubt. There is no doubt, because that's the word of the Lord, that it is true. And I'm even more so glad it's mine. It's mine. Hallelujah. Now, let's just jump ahead. Let's wrap this up. God didn't give up on Zacharias. He didn't. If you read the 63rd verse here, when it came time to name his son. See, here came John the Baptist, and the word of the Lord came to Zacharias at that time. God was shutting his mouth. He said, you're going to name him John. His name's going to be John. But tradition was, when it was time for Elizabeth to give birth to this boy, tradition was that his name must be Zacharias. Tradition was it had to be just as his dad. Tradition was it had to recognize his dad. Tradition was he was going to be a priest like his dad. But God. I tell you, there's so many things in here, and especially to us dads. Listen to God. Don't try to mold your kids. I've done that. There's patterns, there's marks, but the marks and the patterns are all right here. And all, honestly, and I'm so grateful to God, from the very beginning when I held him, And I dedicate them to God. Lord, let them love you with all their heart, soul, and mind. Let them be the men of God in the completeness and fullness of what your truth can make them. God in his faithfulness did that, even in spite of their dumb dad trying to do certain things. Education's fine and these dreams and all of that, but no, they're really not. What it is truly, I just want them to grow up to be the mature, fully purposed men of God. And that's what I want for your life. Now that could mean that the after effect is an education. Amen. Could have all of those things. But again, as let's underline that, that's just an after effect. It's an after effect of the one thing. First love. It doesn't talk about second love, third love, fourth love, does it? Just first love. Amen. High calling. Praise God. The head. Everything is after that. Praise God. So, Zacharias, he was encouraged of the Lord in that, and his name shall be John. And when it came time, even though his mouth was shut, and Elizabeth said, no, his name's going to be John. The family was there and everybody was pressured. No way, you can't do this, you can't do this. They looked at Zacharias, he's sitting there going, and they hand him this thing, you know, a piece of paper. I don't know, maybe it's a stone. But he had it, and he wrote it down. His name is John. His name is John. Now, praise God. And at that moment, his mouth was loosed. And he praised the Lord. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied. Now you think about that man, and I love this. This kind of goes back again to Mary, and they were quick to believe. But God didn't give up on Zacharias. See, his ceremony got blown apart and it became praise. Instead of seeing truly the promises afar off, no way, I'm getting in there. Instead of being one that would walk around and say, now we have to be appropriate, he became like David. I got to get naked and dance. And it's the truth. That's that kind of spirit. It didn't matter anymore. It didn't matter anymore. Listen to that. It didn't matter anymore. And I believe by the grace of God, all of us, but especially some more than maybe even others, you're at a crossroad today. Crossroad every time we come to church. Crossroad maybe every time you get up. The Lord ready to set off the miracle of praise in your life. The Lord ready to just break forth the fullness of the Holy Ghost in your life. Why do we resist? Why wait? Huh? Why delay? Why require another sign? By the grace of God, as this brother, get out of ceremony and let the dam break. Get out of this religious cycle of how you think it needs to be. Let him break the mold. You think you're molded a certain way? No. You think it has to be this certain way? No. Let it be geyser time in your life. I'm not talking about surprising others. Let the Lord surprise you. Don't worry about the other guy. Let him surprise you. Amen? You need to be made a little uncomfortable in the Lord. Huh? Isn't that wonderful? See, I'm sure Zacharias, again, with all of this duty, with all of this godliness in his life, he began to allow that to hold him back. Don't be held back. Go on. Walk throughout all the land. And finally, why did the name have to be John? Don't ever forget this. Why did it have to be John? Because the name John means God is the grace giver. God is the grace giver. Paul brought it to us. I am what I am by the grace of God. So today, you know what I say? I say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I get it. It's grace. It's your grace. It's more grace. And I say, yes, Lord, to this double portion that you've offered me. I believe it, Lord. I believe by the working of the power of your truth and grace, I will rule and reign in the midst of the throne glory with you forever. Praise God. Let's pray.
Children, dost thou not believest that the things that are past are dead, are done? Looking at the Old Testament worthies of faith, they did not look upon themselves. They looked to the Lord. There are plenty of examples in the Bible. Vashti, Solomon, Cain, they all look at themselves. They are not forgetting that the old man is dead. Forget the old man and leave him behind. Move forth in faith, believing
Jesus,
that I am able to perform the work that is necessary. Believing that the work is done. Hallelujah. Come forth and suck with me.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Just praise your Son. Grateful again for your word and your truth. And Lord, in all your love, thank you, Lord, for this wonder of wonders, this precious heart of yours, Lord, that is for your lover. Thank you, Lord, truly, you've caused us and called us to be your lover. Oh, the lover of our soul. Lord, help us to be the lover of you. Thank you for this anointing, Lord, that you have given. Again, it's all because of your Son. It's all because of your plan. Lord, thank you again for this love, this mercy, this grace that you pour forth to us moment by moment. Help us to come and just to praise you for it today, to spend just a little bit more time. Oh, could you not tarry just a little while longer? Could you not tarry just a little while longer? Lord, encourage us on in love, and we'll tarry just a little while longer. Come worship as we sing. Come worship. Hallelujah.